Hello, my name is Johannes Kebeck, and today I want to take you on a ride with big maps. Maps in general are just awesome. They can be your canvas on which you paint a picture. They can be a guide through your physical and virtual worlds. They can help you tell a story, or they can provide additional dimensions to analyze your data. Today I'm going to take you on a ride with Bing Maps. And while Bing Maps in general is available as a cloud service and enables you to develop applications across all devices and platforms, we are going to have a closer look at Windows Store applications today. So when you develop with mapping applications for Windows Store apps, you have four options. The most basic one is that you retrieve map applications or map images from the Bing Maps REST services and embed them into your application. The next step up would be that you automate the map app that comes with Windows 8 and 8.1 through protocol activation in a split-screen experience. And then, of course, we provide interactive and rich controls both for the .NET and the HTML5 developer. Let's look first at extending an existing application with mapping capability by retrieving static maps from the Bing Maps REST services. I'm taking here the photo viewer that you can find on the Visual Studio samples for Windows Store applications. It's a slight modification of that. So you see here that I've extended it with an additional image. That is where we will load the map. And we have another button here that will allow us to start the map application that comes with Windows 8 and 8.1 through protocol activation. So away from the canvas and into the code. So I'm leveraging here one of the features from Visual Studio that allows me to insert snippets that I have pre-prepared. So we're looking here at a call to the Bing Maps REST services. Here we have the base URL. I'm calling the imagery service. I want to have a map of type road. And then I provide the latitude and longitude that this application retrieves from the EXIF metadata of my photos. I provide the zoom level, a size for the map, and then I drop a push pin onto this map and I authenticate my request with a Bing Maps key. So the other option was, and that is just one line of code that we have here to integrate a static map. The other option that I mentioned before was to leverage protocol activation to basically start any of the applications that come with Windows 8 and 8.1, in this particular case, the map app. So for this protocol activation, I insert a snippet again. I can do that through this context menu here, or I can just start typing with a keyword that I've prepared. In that case, let's say it was BM protocol. And we see here the code popping up. So I define my URI. I want to start the Bing Maps application. I add a collection to this application, and again, I center the latitude and longitude of the map to this particular location where I took the photo. And then I basically start asynchronously the launcher for the application. Let's see how that plays out. I started on my local machine. I look into the photo application. Now I open one of my photos that retrieves the EXIF metadata and shows me the location where I took the photo. That is a static image. And if you have been on Kamano Island, that probably tells you already a little bit, but it's not very interactive. So I can also take the latitudes and longitudes that are here from these EXIF metadata in the photo and open the built-in map app in an interactive experience. So I can now zoom a little bit closer, turn this image around in 90 degree steps. And here we look, for example, at the boathouse where I took this photo. That was step number one and two. We looked at the REST imagery service, and we looked at protocol activation of the map app that comes with Bing Maps, with Windows 8 and 8.1. So the next option that we have is to develop our own application and embed Bing Maps through the Windows Store SDK. So we create a completely new application. I use the BLEMC framework for Visual Basic. And the first step is, of course, that we need to add the number of references. So I double click on the project, I go to the references, and I add here the extensions for the Bing Maps SDK, as well as the Visual C++ runtime. So you see that the path is currently not found. That is because we need to compile for every processor architecture individually. I changed this now initially to x86. And then you will see that the path resolves just fine. The next step is that we drop a couple of components here into our UI. I'm first reference the namespace, and we go into our snippets again. We look into my XAML snippets that I have. The first one is the namespace, and I'm basically using bing.maps here. Let me also drop a couple of controls in that snippet. We go into the controls here, and we see that I have added scroll viewer with a couple of text boxes for geocoding and calculating driving directions. Next step is then obviously the map. Here I have done a little bit more with the snippet. So we integrate our snippet for the map. And you see that there are a couple of components. We have the map itself. We render it in a particular grid column here. And then I have some optional parameters here. You must provide the Bing Maps key, and you can get that at bingmapsportal.com. And then we can define the style and the zoom level, as well as the center point of the map. So those are now placeholders defined in the snippet that I've provided here. We need to go into the key first. Let's copy that and paste it into our XAML code, and we leave the rest as is. So this will already allow me to render my map, but it doesn't do very much at this point. We need to add some functions for the geocoding and the routing. So first we go into the geocoding, and I add here an event that fires when I click the map. I want to have a new event handler, and the same when I want to get directions. I also want to have a click event, and I add a new event handler for that one as well. So here we move over to the code for the geocoding first, and in that case we insert our snippet for the geocoding, and you will see here that we are using the Search Manager. That is one of the classes that comes with the Bing Maps framework and SDK. I'm retrieving the location that I want to geocode from the text box. Then I call this Search Manager asynchronously, and that means that I also have to make this module async. And then I drop a push pin on the map, and I set the view to center at this location that I just geocoded. Let's see what happens when I do that. Our map starts up, and if I look, for example, at Bravon 1, that is where my office in Bellevue is, we see that we automatically center and zoom the map to that location. I can drill into that. We see the beautiful floor plans that we have. We can have a closer look and see what it is level 2 and level 3. And here is the restriction of the Microsoft Office. For getting directions, we basically follow a very similar model. I drop in a quick snippet here as well. Let's go into my code snippets, the routing. Here we have a start and endpoint that I need to retrieve. The class has to be async again. And then I retrieve the start point and the end point from the text boxes, and I provide the travel mode for walking, transit, or driving directions. And then I call the directions manager that will automatically populate the itinerary and drop the road on the map. Let's have a look at that one. So we get the directions from Microsoft Building 127 to Bravon 1. And I want to have the driving mode. And here we go. Directions calculated. and the itinerary automatically populated. So with only a few lines of code, we have already a good start into our mapping experience in the Windows Store app. Customers and developers of the Bing Maps API have always been able to upload their own points of interest in the facility that Bing Maps provides for that purpose, the Bing Spatial Data Services. Today, I'm happy to announce that we extend this capability so that in addition to points, you can also upload your own geospatial data. That can be points, line strings, polygons, and multi-geometries representing, for example, parcels, school districts, power line networks, and so on. And in addition to the typical alphanumerical filters on these data and queries that you can execute on those, we also provide spatial operations like intersects and intersection queries. Let me show you in a very quick example how that can be implemented in a Windows Store application. So here I've prepared an example of the Bing Maps SDK for Windows Store applications using the WinJS framework. And I'm calling now into the Bing Spatial Data Services to retrieve school districts that I have uploaded before. The response comes actually back as well-known text. So I use a module that was provided by the community that was built around Bing Maps and is available at CodePlex. This module that parses the well-known text and drops the result with the polygons and with other information that I want to show in our map view. To query the Bing Spatial Data Services, I first retrieve the credentials from the map. I then define my URL, so that is the base URL to the spatial data services. Then I concatenate the data source that I have there. There is a unique identifier. And then I execute an intersect query that basically intersects with all the polygons in a certain area. In this case, it's King County, so I want to have all school districts in King County. The response will be a JSON object that I then pass into polygons that I can drop into my map. So the callback from the spatial data services is what I capture here. So the promise that I take from the WinJS XHR call will be captured here in the callback. We go into each of these objects, we define the style and drop it into the map. Let's see what happens here. So we are calling out to the Bing Spatial Data Services and we look at all the polygons for the school districts in King County. And on top of that, I'm now also visualizing the schools that are supposed to be in this particular school district where I live. And what you see here is that Bing Maps can also be useful, in addition to the things that I mentioned initially, to validate your data. So here we have two individual schools that are marked with the alphanumerical data as part of the school district that I live in, but they are clearly outside that area and are in a different school district. So validation is one of the capabilities where Bing Maps is also very strong. Now, that was a demo around the particular capabilities that we have in Windows Store applications. Let me show a final thing that highlights some of the comfort that you get from Visual Studio. Here I've prepared a web application, and with just one click, you can actually go and publish this web application that embeds Bing Maps into Windows Azure and make it available to the public. So I click on Publish Website, and I just have prepared here the provisioning profile for a Windows Azure website that I have subscribed to. I click on Publish, and it will automatically copy my latest changes over to the Windows Azure website and start the browser looking at this particular website that created here. So you saw me showing points, lines, and polygons before. Let me show you an additional visualization capability. Here we are looking at heat maps or density maps. Another capability of Bing Maps that shows you where we have a higher or lower density of information. That could be traffic accidents, that could be crime rates, or it could be, like in this case, density of certain facilities. Well, thank you very much for your time. I hope you saw some of the possibilities that you have with Bing Maps, and I can't wait to see what you are building and publishing into the Windows Store app.